You're listening to the Ecosystem Approach Show. I'm Jason.
And I'm Patricia. Tune in every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio.
We discovered that human potential is severely limited when you program humans like a machine, which is standard practice today for self-improvement.
The Ecosystem Approach teaches you how to uncover your infinite potential by using natural methods that are truly revolutionary. Join us now for the Ecosystem Approach Show. Today, we're talking about commitment and loyalty because requests and demands for these things are everywhere today. It's become an accepted part of our culture, but is it really the best thing for your emotional health? We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential, Jason, stop it.
It's my fault.
Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. He's looking at me, everybody.
I get blamed for more things.
Okay, Jason, you know, in a way, this is really a strange topic. Commitment and loyalty are just traits we're all supposed to have, right?
We take it for granted.
We're really supposed to be okay. Loyal. So where did you come up with this topic?
Well, it actually came from a client who was telling me about, he was part of this yoga program. And they were asking for they called it an initiation, which is basically a commitment ceremony.
Oh.
You know, where you commit to doing this program.
Okay.
And, because he's been listening and understands the ecosystem approach, he said, it just didn't hit him right.
I get that.
You know, and that's where it all started.
Okay.
And by the way, he reached out to the instructor and the instructor backed off. He said, well, you don't really have to do the initiation. You're not comfortable with it or blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
You know, and I get it. Sometimes it can be marketing. A lot of yoga programs, taekwondo, these martial arts programs, they ask for a certain level of commitment or loyalty. And you know, if you ever saw Wax On, Wax Off, the Karate Kid, you know that who was that? The one instructor was the bad guy. He trained all of his guys to be almost weapons for his benefit.
Yes.
And so that's what we're going to talk about today,
Okay. Not the movie, but the loyalty and commitment.
Okay. I mean, it's presumed. Well, of course, you're loyal to your partner, loyal to your party, loyal to your belief system, loyalty to your church, loyalty to your it could be the PTA.
And here's a big one for me, loyalty to my family.
Yes, that's
a big deal,
and all those things. And we've been doing this for a long time, 20 years.
Right.
It's it can be really off, mm-hmm. and it's often a cover. It's a smokescreen.
Yes.
For bad motives.
Right.
So you don't get to see the bad motives, but it's framed as loyalty or commitment.
Yes.
So we've seen it off in so many abusive relationships. Religions and cults, today everybody's talking about organizations that radicalize people. That comes from a false sense of loyalty. I've seen it. I used to be the president of the PTA, and you could be in a PTA, false loyalties, HOAs. We live in an HOA.
Yes.
Get involved in those politics, even yoga classes.
Yes,
absolutely. And these bad examples come from programming where people are forced to be loyal,
right,
and committed, mm-hmm. in ways that aren't necessarily in their best interest.
Right.
So let's talk about what loyalty and commitment should be.
Okay, I like that part.
Everybody says it's good. It's kind of presumed to be good, okay. And that's why it's used as a smokescreen so often. Because loyal that's just the way it's supposed to be, right?
Right.
Loyal to your spouse, loyal to your kids, loyal to all these other things.
Right.
So what is it? Well, it all so in this is because we're intuitive and we see this.
Okay.
We create the ecosystem approach.
Right.
Loyalty has to start first from your essence, your soul. We use the word essence.
Wait a minute, let's back this up. Yeah. Authentic loyalty is what he's talking about
here. Yes.
I want to make sure because there's loyalty and then there's authentic loyalty.
Yes. I guess what we're saying is that loyalty to yourself allows you to have authentic loyalty outside of yourself.
But you choose.
Right. But if you don't have authentic loyalty to yourself, then the loyalty you have outside of yourself is usually a cover up, a band-aid, because of you lack it in here. So if you're loyal to a spouse, you're loyal to you get radicalized by some organization. If you become part of a group that you don't, they start to do things that you don't. You say, "Well, I'm not sure I'm comfortable with this," but loyalty demands that you keep going.
Yes, yes.
You know,
and
in the army,
you don't stop.
It was expected.
Yes,
and you know, I know that it was to the point where, I made a commitment.
Yes,
if they say charge the hill, and you might die if you do charge that hill. You don't get to say, "Well, wait a minute, I'm not sure I want to do that."
Yeah.
You know, that you're supposed to do that. And I made peace with it at the time because I felt that there was such a thing as a higher loyalty, and that's what you're supposed to do. And I understand the principle of it.
Right, right, right.
You know?
Sure.
But not all of it is that way. And there was a lot of, and I saw this while I was in the Army.
Okay.
There was, here's a good example.
Okay.
We were looking for a story and, you know,
you just found one. Go ahead.
When I was in the Army, I was in the 82nd Airborne, which is considered an elite unit in the Army.
Right.
They have the elite units are the Green Berets, mm-hmm. the 82nd Airborne, the Green Berets. There was the Ranger mm-hmm. outfit. And where we were in North Carolina, they had Delta Force.
Oh.
We've heard about Delta Force because of the movie, but it was really a very small thing. But one of the things that I found out is that even though these units required lots of loyalty and commitment.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sure.
And these units were good.
Right.
They were very, they had a lot of expertise. But I also know that at the same time in North Carolina, at Fort Bragg, especially with these units, there was a huge problem with domestic abuse.
Oh.
And you may not see there's a connection there.
There's a huge connection
because there. when you're so focused and loyal and you're not don't have that center core, that creates anger because your essence wants you to be loyal first here,
right,
and then go outside of yourself. But if you're loyal first here outside of yourself to an organization to whatever, you know. And, you know, I would never tell Rambo that he shouldn't be loyal to the, you know, but, oh, well, that was the whole plot of the movie that he was betrayed
but,
by.
But
the,
wait a minute, go back and connect this to domestic abuse, please. This is a really big point.
When you're loyal to something outside of yourself, it's toxic to your essence. And when something is toxic to your essence, like programming.
Wait a minute, with your loyal outside of yourself as opposed to being loyal to you
first.
Got it. Okay.
That's toxic. Mm-hmm. And when it's toxic, one of the things it creates is rage and anger and aggressiveness.
Yes.
You know, and soldiers are trained to be, you know, aggressive.
Yes.
And, you know, I knew that there was some couples that I was aware of. My next door neighbor was Green Beret, and he seemed to have a pretty functional relationship with his wife.
Okay.
But a lot of them didn't.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of disloyalty, you know, affairs, and you know, the guys would go out and on for a year and they'd have affairs while they were gone, and
you know,
the women would have affairs while they were gone.
Well, yeah.
You know, it got pretty bad, and so loyalty got really screwed. So you had loyalty on one section, but there wasn't loyalty in the other.
Mm.
And that's kind of what we're saying today is that we're going to kind of unpack this and say, okay, what's real loyalty?
Okay.
Real loyalty starts within yourself. And then when you have that, it's like a foundation.
Okay.
So when you go to a church or you go to the PTA, mm-hmm. or you join the army, or you work for a company.
Right.
Here's the other part. You know, we were just talking about this before the show started. You know, transactional loyalty is where, well, I pay you and you provide work for me.
Right. Know? Some it, sort of service.
Right. You're a job.
A job.
And it makes sense to be loyal. But sometimes employers abuse that by saying, okay, well, I'm paying you. You're supposed to have sex with me.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, there is that one.
I'm paying you and I get to work you
to the bone,
you know, a bazillion hours a day and have no limits on any of that. So,
well, okay. But before we have to go here for this segment, talk to me about healthy essence, Jason. Talk to me about that.
When you're loyal to yourself first, okay. which comes from a healthy essence.
Yes.
And a healthy essence comes from uncovering your essence.
Right.
I.e.
the ecosystem approach.
Yes.
Okay.
Every show we say, we see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead right. of programmed.
Correct.
Programming does not create a healthy essence.
Well, so and when it you're doesn't solid, create healthy loyalty.
Right. So when you're solid on the inside,
right.
you know who you are, mm-hmm. what you want, mm-hmm. where you're going.
And you also know what's right.
Right. Well, yes, and that's a different show, but it comes from this wisdom,
yes,
and intuition that's also developed from having a healthy essence that says,
exactly.
"This is right.
Exactly.
This is right for me."
Yes,
you know.
Well, we need to be loyal to ourselves first. I know this,
and we're going to talk about it. It's not one size fits all. There's no right. indicators of when you should have something and when you shouldn't.
Right, right, Jason. One of the key points of this segment.
Forcing yourself to be committed or loyal is programming and is toxic to human beings. Mm. Commitment and loyalty starts first within yourself, but due to programming, it's very, very rare.
Yes.
And being committed and loyal to others without sufficient internal loyalty sets you up to be a victim.
Yes.
And we've heard so many stories about
yes,
that.
Yes, we have.
The ecosystem approach teaches you to start with loyalty to self that comes from a healthy essence.
Right. In the next segment, we're going to talk about loyalty and commitment in relationships and knowing when to say enough and when to hang in there and continue a relationship. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show. This is Jason and I'm Patricia. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
I have had such a good time on Tales from the Merworld Radio. It has been an opportunity for me to expand myself so dramatically and become much braver in my voice to speak about the things that I'm passionate about that are a little bit out there. Your staff is amazing. Olivia is amazing. Jessica, everybody. Anytime I need anything, they show up right away. So thank you for having such an amazing team that is allowing me this platform to do what Spirit wants me to do.
Hello, friends. I am Terry J. Walker with the I Am Power Hour, and here is your soul-stretching success tip of the day, taking 100% responsibility for your life. You know, a belief is a thought you just keep thinking. So the questions become, what is your mindset? As you assess your strengths and weaknesses, you need to believe and empower yourself. When you change your mindset to, I am, I can, and I will, your courage, your purpose, and your power, and your greatness begin to evolve. Make the commitment today. Obtain the discipline and be willing to do whatever it takes to learn, to grow, and develop yourself in order to win at life. You are worthy, you are talented, and you have the ability to create your life of abundance. For you are your greatest assets. I'll see you next time.
What we've been taught and told is not all there is. Life is all about energy, and the energy you feel is real. Tune into the energy paradigm each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com with Dr. Vic. The energy paradigm is an eye-opening, mind-shifting, transformative, and earth-shattering way to live, work, and do business that will enable you to unlock your magic every day. Visit TheEnergyParadigm.com.
Start shifting possibilities into probabilities with Colette Marie Steffen through her Energetic Upgrade online programs and personal consultations. Colette is a leading expert in the field of quantum energetic transformation. Are you ready to get your shift together? Book a 45-minute energetic upgrade session with Colette and check out all the energetic upgrade programs at thetruthisfunny.com.
You're driven, and it totally shows. Your career is taking off. You're killing it in the mom game. But did your health needs make it on the plate this week? Tune in to the Boss Up Babe radio show, where Carissa Adkins helps babes show up, boss up, and thrive. Every second and fourth Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Become the boss babe you were meant to be. To sign up for one of Carissa's group coaching programs, visit 365DailyHustle.com.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And in this segment, we're going to talk about loyalty and commitment in relationships and knowing when to say enough and when to hang in there and continue with a relationship. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered. And by the way, the show today is about the uncovering instead of being programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. We use lots of experience. We've had lots of experience where loyalty to a partner or a spouse didn't make sense, not only personally, but
to other people.
To other people, yes. And lately it seems, to be worse than it's been for many. How do you know when it's time to cut the ties, Jason?
So I frame that as a programming question, and we never give programming solutions here.
Okay.
So a programming would say, well, these are the indicators that you need to cut the ties. We don't do that because every situation is different.
Right.
There's no formulas. There's no magic way to know. But what we do, and we're going to give you an example of this in just a minute.
Okay.
But what we do is it starts from you personally and the situation, and then looking at who you are, that loyalty to yourself, and then seeing, okay, what's in my best interest?
Right.
And why am I here? What am I doing? Because, you know, I just looked this up before the show, codependency, and that's a psychological term. We look at energies, not, you know, we're not psychologists,
right?
But codependency, often the person who's codependent is often uses loyalty terms to cover up those negative feelings or those dysfunctional
behaviors.
Feelings and behaviors. So let's just talk about this just briefly, then I'll give you my story. And this, I think, is a good one. Loyalty and commitment in relationships is often one-sided and very unfair.
Yes.
So if you're talking about loyalty and commitment in a relationship, you have to look at, is it on both sides? You know, do both people have loyalty and commitment to each other?
Well, and I want to say, in a relationship, oftentimes what I've seen, and in my past for sure, the loyalty means to the other person, are you loyal to me? Yeah. Meaning asking the person that's the victim in the loyalty. What is that? In all of that. And it can be very dangerous. And so I just want to say, if you're in a relationship and you're listening to the show and you can see that your loyalty, there might be something not quite right about it, I recommend highly get some help. Meaning if you're being abused because of loyalty, please go get some help.
And that's something that that requires a more hands-on approach that
I know
we can't
that.
Offer with the ecosystem approach.
No.
But it helps get you some clarity.
Yes.
You know, I remember working with a client one time. She was listing, she was on a tear, listing all these bad behaviors of her sister.
Oh yeah.
And I basically asked, I don't remember exactly what I said, but basically, so So why do you put up with it? I mean, why are you doing this? Which was a question of, do you have this place within you? It was trying to get at that. The response I remember like was yesterday. It was like, but she's my sister. There's a rule. So here's the next thing.
And okay. That's programming, by the way.
There's these rules, these social rules, these family rules.
Absolutely.
That appear to be loyal or part of commitment.
Yes.
You know, one of our favorite shows, Blue Bloods.
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
yes,
they
yes.
have the family dinner around.
At the end of the show, there's always the family dinner.
And yes. And so the family rule is they're loyal to each other. They can bitch at each other. Yes. But at the end of the day, that they yes. fight for each other.
Yes.
Well, that can go dark a lot of times.
Yes.
You know, and so beware of those who are advocating for loyalty and commitment, because you need to see their motives.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, usually it's one-sided. Okay. Beware of yourself hiding behind loyalty and commitment. You know, I've heard people say, well, I'm a loyal person. I can't do X, Y, Z.
Right.
Even though
because that would mean I'm betraying so-and-so.
Yes, or, again, or this rules.
Yes.
But usually what's happening is that place within is starting to crumble. Mm-hmm. Is already crumbling, and they use loyalty to use it as a band-aid.
Yes. Well said.
Codependency, yes. We talked about that earlier, often has a veneer of loyalty and commitments, but it's delusion and misconception.
True.
You know, family rules, oh my gosh, can be the worst, and include loyalty to secrets that can be toxic and almost evil, literally evil.
True.
Keeping those secrets can be devastating to people. So here's my story.
Okay.
You've heard that I've talked about, we take care of my mom. She's 91. She lives with us. And I had a very dysfunctional, I thought my dad was very dysfunctional. You know, a lot of people thought he might be schizophrenic.
Mm-hmm.
He had some sort of psychology that was really dysfunctional. Basically, he quit his job when I was like 14, and he never went back to work.
Right.
And my mom supported us. And he would do things like, he would say, oh, you hear that plane? I said, yeah, Dad. And he would say, well, that's just a recording. Those people, you know, the enemy, those criminals are trying to get me. And there were these criminals that were out to get him. And I'm sure he had a special place, because he used to call the police department all the time. And a special place that they would shoot his calls, you know. And as soon as I, after high school, I went to college, and I never came back. I couldn't handle it. It was
right.
So did my sister, you know, she couldn't handle it. But I remember having conversations with my mom and saying, why do you stay?
Yeah.
And it was some form of, well, he's always been so good to me, which I never really understood. I don't know what that came from exactly.
Right.
That I could never betray him. I have to be loyal.
Yes.
And it was always those put in those terms.
Well, and I want to say this. She's still loyal to him, and that false belief that he was so good to her.
Yes.
She's still to this day loyal to him in that. She will not see for any reason that he was not the person that she believed he was.
We recently found out that I had a whole family on his side that we had never known about.
Exactly.
And she hadn't known about it either.
Oh.
And she was so upset when she found out about it, but she still wouldn't see that as a betrayal.
Nope,
that
she wouldn't let go of it.
That she had to, would change her opinion of him.
Right.
Now, what we've seen, and this is the energy stuff.
Yes.
But my dad, although he's been dead, 8 years now?
8 years.
He's trying to get her to come and be with him.
And in other words, he's trying to get her to leave Earth and leave her body and go be with him. And we've seen
and continue to take care of him, which is the way she treated him. I mean, she was the one that
the breadwinner,
and she was a nurse, so she worked a lot of long hours, and she still did the housework and the cooking.
Made it easy for him.
Yeah,
to do.
You know, he did do some investing. They did, and that was relatively successful. And
right.
I get that, but it was It was really dysfunctional from our standpoint. Mm-hmm. And for my sister and I, it was really toxic for us.
Yeah.
But for her, and this is what I see, and I've just recently come to this, she needed him. So
yeah,
for her to leave, you know, you could make a choice by listening to the story and say, well, it would probably have been better for her to leave, but it wouldn't have been better for her.
No, she, and I have to say, Jason and I have used not only the ecosystem approach, but our objectivity to see that she couldn't have handled it.
Yeah.
And to talk about him in any sort of a negative way, even today, she cannot handle it. So we choose, we make the objective decision not to.
Well, and what we've done is we've gone the back door and talked to her essence.
We have talked to her essence.
And say, this is why you're here and this is what you're learning. And,
right.
And she's been very receptive to that.
She truly has. So you have one more story here.
Well, you know, we could say that for the next time, but the idea is that, you know, when you want indicators, when do you stay? When do you go?
Right.
You know, for my mom, again, that's also cultural, because women of that generation
did not do that.
Did not live on their own.
No.
They were not single parents.
No.
They had a man to take care of them.
Right.
And
those were the rules.
Those were the rules. And for her, there's a logic to it,
right?
Even though I may not agree with it, because it wasn't the best thing for me, it was the best thing for her.
Right.
So we're just putting that out there. So, you know, if you're thinking about, well, should I stay or should I go? Yes. It's you start with the ecosystem approach
and start working on you, because your essence will start telling you the truth about your life
and what's in your best interest.
Yes. Pretty amazing, truly. So, Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
Rules and indicators are not a good way to determine if loyalty is inappropriate. Loyalty and commitment is based on social rules or beliefs, leaves out your authentic best interest. And loyalty based on rules often is a manipulation and is one side is which victimizes one person.
Correct.
The ecosystem approach helps you understand loyalty to self and your authentic self-interest.
In the next segment, we're going to talk about how to begin to find loyalty and commitment within yourself and evaluate the people and groups you've pledged your loyalty to. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia, and you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Hey there, I'm Ricky Schwartz from My Turn Life Coaching, Reclaim Your Life. My last tip to listeners was to list your top 5 core values and then convert each of them to a statement. At the time, one of my examples was passion, and passion fuels my perseverance. And yes, I found this exercise to be the best first step toward helping my clients to reclaim their lives. But there's a second exercise that works in tandem with the first. This time, write down your top few negative core value statements about yourself or the world in general. 2 examples may be, if people knew the true me, they would never accept me, or people are generally untrustworthy. Afterwards, ask yourself 2 questions. Are you surrounding yourself with people who don't share or at least support your positive core values? And are your negative core values, or those of others, drowning out your positive core values? If yes to either, you've extinguished your ability to make personalized decisions. Go to myturnlifecoaching.com and let's unleash the power of your core values.
Do you have 22 minutes to transform your life? Join spiritual practitioner and award-winning author Karen Mills Alston and award-winning publisher and broadcaster Sean Patrick Murray as they ask and answer life's most essential questions. Learn to participate in life fully, develop your gifts and talents, be open to limitless possibilities, and become available to your greatest yet to be, all in just 22 minutes a week. Now on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome to Blue Lightning Healing Meditations. I'm Susie Parker Goins. I'm a channel bringing through spirit guides in accessible and resonant ways for you to connect with your higher self, sharing soul-level conversations to help you in your spiritual path. I upload weekly, channeled messages, interviews, and information on a variety of topics, sharing my learning and opening doors for growth. You can find a listing of upcoming podcasts at bluelightninghealing.com. Until next time, blessings.
Sanskrit is not just a language to be written and spoken, but it is a doorway to gaining understanding of how we experience life and truth. Conscious Confidence is a book written by Sanskrit scholar Sarah Main. The stories Sarah shares will take you on a journey of understanding how the power of this ancient language is not only still relevant, but can truly transform your everyday life. Drawing upon the deeper meanings behind the Sanskrit words for confidence, Sarah Main outlines principles for harnessing the fourfold energy of conscious confidence: focusing, uniting, simplifying, and energizing. Not just a book, a life guide. Available now on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Inner Traditions. You can find all of those links on consciousconfidence.com.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. And in this segment, we're going to talk about how to begin to find loyalty and commitment within yourself and the ability to evaluate the people and groups you've pledged your loyalty to. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. Okay, Jason, so how do you find that commitment and loyalty within yourself? How do you do that?
It starts with self-knowledge. And there's no formulas, there's no indicators. Each situation is unique. And in fact, if you go back and listen to our last show on archaeology, about going and, having the pieces of your life, digging up the pieces of your life.
Right.
You know, it's like a puzzle for you to uncover. So, and you can always start, you know, with numbness, clearing numbness.
Sure.
So if you want to have a more solid piece, you don't know where I'm going to start. Clear numbness.
Right.
It's always a good one.
Numbness, confusion, things like that.
Yeah.
That's good. That's
very good. Start with the struggles and challenges or issues that you have in your life right now. And then start looking at those. That's that energy clearing. And this, especially with the ecosystem approach, the way we do clearing, and we're going to talk about how to do clearing
in just a minute.
Yep, is always revealing.
Yes.
So, if Patricia is mad at me, and we clear it.
Yes.
She can be very articulate about exactly why she's mad at me. As opposed to just saying, oh, you're just a, you know, blah, 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 you know. So.
I do that too, but that wasn't what I was talking about. No, it's true. One of the best things about learning about yourself is you can start putting, people will say, you know, you put the ducks in a row, but it's even better than that because when you start doing the clearing on a regular basis using the ecosystem approach, what happens is the clarity that you get regarding what's important, who is important, or why to you.
We've worked with couples and people that are in bad relationships, and basically they throw back this, oh, you're a jerk. No, you're a jerk. No, you're a jerk.
Right.
And that doesn't tell you anything. It doesn't help.
No,
but
not at all.
When you start clearing the energy, you see what your issues and what are the other person's issues.
Right.
And going back to our original story about the guy who was this yoga teacher had asked him to be in the ceremony.
Right.
You know, and this initiation, to his credit, to my client's credit, he could see the motives of this guy, because when you start uncovering yourself, you start to uncover your motives. And when you start understanding your motives, then that's how you learn how to uncover and understand other people's motives.
Exactly. And to me, that was one of the biggest, wow, this is incredible. I mean, I've always known this about myself. I'm just, you know, whatever it was. I've always known this about myself, but I didn't know why? What was my motive behind either the behavior or how I felt about something, that kind of thing? It's really incredible.
And because she sees my motives, that's where I get away with all this stuff, because she gets mad at me. And then she sees that it's not really, wasn't my motive. so that I get away with it. But that's
a whole nother thing.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. So here's mom's story part two.
Okay. Yes.
You know, I chose to leave.
Yes.
You know, I wasn't there at my dad's deathbed, you know, when he passed. And I'm okay with that. You know, mm-hmm. it wasn't that it was so angry or rageful. It's just that there was no loyalty on my part, because it didn't feel right. Now, there was a lot of benefits that I had got from my dad that I can acknowledge.
Yes.
You know, but he wanted to possess me in a way that always felt wrong.
Well, I have to say, I remember when your dad was getting ready to leave, when he was dying, we sat down and we not only talked about it, because we talk about everything, but we also cleared. And I remember distinctively clearing the rules of loyalty that say, I have to go when I remember you, after we did the clearing, what would be the benefit?
Well, exactly.
What would have been the benefit? Not only for me, meaning you, but for him.
And we were focused at the time on my mom.
Very much.
And
so.
We literally made a conscious decision to choose to be loyal to her and her best interests.
Right.
And we still have done that. Mm-hmm. And frankly, we're taking care of her now.
Yes.
You know, there may come a time when we have this loyalty to her that we might question, mm-hmm. you know, frankly, we've talked about it. We don't see a situation where we would give up on that loyalty, but we've made it so that it's not punitive to us.
True.
You know, we've made it in such a way that we still have fun together as a family, and there's a really positive feeling amongst us. So here's the point, you know, it's not one size fits all. Mm-hmm. And in every situation, there's all these loyalties that come forward and go backwards and change.
Right.
And for us, it's to see, okay, you know, in this situation for us right now, this is the best course of action.
Right.
There's no rules. There's no family rules, any of that.
Right.
So, you know, one of the things that we've done lately, this is changing the subject a little bit, but we've reevaluated our loyalty to alternative thought leaders, alternative medicine thought leaders.
Yes.
You know, because with the COVID stuff, some of this seems just kind of off.
Yeah.
You know, we've always had.
Hadn't thought of it. Yeah.
Yeah. And we've always had this lack of loyalty to pharmaceuticals and traditional medicine, because we know that there's bad profit motives and those types of things.
Right.
But we don't reject all of it. Well, we just know that their motives are less than pure.
Exactly.
So,
exactly.
You know, we continue to create more and more internal confidence so that when we need healthcare with COVID or anything else,
exactly,
we're doing it on our best interest. We're loyal to ourselves first.
Exactly.
As opposed to alternative medicine or traditional medicine.
Exactly.
You know, whatever's in our best interest.
Exactly. So, Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
Loyalty to self always starts with self-knowledge, by uncovering the negative energy.
Okay.
And many have used compulsive loyalty to cover up their own lack of loyalty to self.
True.
And uncover the motives to people's organizations and ideas, so that you, you do that by with clearing, so you know what you're being loyal to.
Exactly.
And the ecosystem approach teaches you to have a commitment and loyalty to self by clearing away the negative energies.
I love that. So Jason is going to start out, and he's going to teach, for those of you who don't know, he's going to teach how to do the clearing, and follow along. If you already know how to do the clearing, you can still follow along. And then afterwards, I'm going to do show everyone life force.
Right.
Teach everyone life force.
So you can sit, stand, lay down. You can be driving. You can be walking. Okay. You can be taking a shower. There's no posture that you have to use for clearing. And so we'll say the words and say, and to eliminate. you know, then gather up the things that we say to eliminate, whether it's veils and illusions, barriers, specific emotions.
Right.
Gather those all up. And I know Olivia's going to put the processor picture on the screen
for you.
Throw it into that processor in your mind's eye, in your imagination.
Right.
And you can move that processor around in your imagination. So exactly. You put it in the right place, you know.
Where it's comfortable and convenient. And,
it bigger, make it smaller.
Exactly. Yeah. And, you know, one of the things we don't talk about very often, why do we use the processor? Nobody else, we know, no other modalities use the processor. We use the processor because when you're taking away negative energy, when you're removing negative energy, you don't want to throw it on the floor. You don't want to throw it in the room. You don't even want to throw it out the window. What you want to do is you want to put it in a place where you know it's going to be, I'm going to use the word, destroyed and changed to neutral energy. That's what the processor is all about.
Because we're processing it as opposed to getting rid of it. Yes. Because you can't get rid of energy.
Exactly.
But we can process it. So instead of being negative, it could be neutral.
Exactly. And which is an
very,
amazing.
Very powerful. Yes.
It really, really, really is. Then after all of that, what we're going to do is we're going to activate life force energy. And life force energy, the most powerful energy that any of us has access to anywhere that I've ever looked, I'll say it that way. And what we're going to do is we're going to call it in. We're going to ask it to come in through the top of our head and go all the way down our body, our arms included. And we're going to let it go all the way to the tips of our toes. We're going to stop it right there. We're going to turn it around and we're going to use that powerful energy to help us remove more negative energy. And of course, do what with it? Help us put it into the processor.
It's like pushing out the bad and letting the new come in.
The new come in. Well said. So stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to do some more clearing so you can uncover loyalty to your authentic self and your essence. This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, it's me, psychic medium Jamie.
And me, spirit walker Nicole from Shades of Spirit, bringing you another Shades of Spirit tip of the week. Jamie, have you ever wondered if you might be an empath?
Yes, I have. And some signs that we may be an empath include an inexplicable desire to avoid crowds in places like movie theaters, shopping centers, and restaurants.
You know, sometimes I'm able to walk into a room with other people and I know exactly how they're feeling, even if no one is saying a word.
I can attend social gatherings or other events and find myself so emotionally exhausted and physically drained that I could probably sleep for a week.
If any of these examples resonate with you, please come check out our new live podcast, Shades of Spirit. It's on every Monday morning at 8 a.m. on Transformation Talk Radio.
You can also find us at shadesofspirit.com, where you can book your appointment or call us at 858-684-7575.
Did you know that when we talk about the Earth's ecosystems, the most important ecosystem has been left out? You. We created the Ecosystem Approach to recapture human potential.
Find us at theecosystemapproach.org.
Join us every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time for the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Laura Goldstein, and here's a Coffee with the Universe tip. Let me ask you, how do you start your day? Do you wake up anxious and on edge, already feeling the pressure of your giant to-do list? Or do you wake up feeling calm, collected, and excited to start your day? Here's the little secret. How you start your day sets the tone and foundation for the rest of your day. A stressed morning creates a stressed, just reacting to everything day. A calm and connected to self morning leads to aligned and confident choices that help you reach your goals. So take a good look at your morning routine. What can you do to set up a healthy foundation for your day? To get some ideas and a sneak peek into my own Coffee with the Universe morning routine, go to www.coffeewiththeuniverse.net.
Mm-hmm. You know, marriage is not always easy, but skills that improve communication go a long way. Tune in to The Relationship Rehab Show, Recovering Happiness in Your Love with Nancy Landrum and Dr. Pat each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Nancy is an author and teacher empowering couples to create and sustain loving marriages. Learn to listen, speak, and handle conflict with respect so your love can flourish. To learn more about Nancy and her work, visit NancyLandrum.com.
This is the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason, and I'm Patricia. In this segment, we're going to do some clearing so you can uncover the loyalty to your authentic self and your essence. I love this because this clearing right here can help so many out there connect with themselves, Jason. And that's what this is all about.
We've seen so much weird loyalty recently, or people using the L word when it's when it's really not, that's loyalty? Are you kidding me? You know, that sort of thing.
No, well, and I always want to say, no, you mean enslavement.
Yeah.
Oh, but the show isn't about that. Okay.
Yes.
So, all right, Jason, rock and roll.
So I direct all my resources in all dimensions to eliminate the barrier so I can overcome false loyalty in my life that is not in my best interest. Gather up those barriers, blow them into that processor.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. And to eliminate any fear that I have about betraying my loyalties and commitments, even if they're false. That was one of my big ones when I started, everyone. Make sure, just clear this one. It's good for you. I'll say it that way. Take a breath, everyone, and blow out any negative energies because of it.
And to eliminate the feelings of anger, hate, rage, and bitterness that come from false loyalties or loyalties that aren't serving me.
And there was another one. I mean, that was another one that I did. I was being loyal to things that were just, I'm going to say, ridiculous.
Right.
The rules of the family and the rules of, yes, all of those things. Take a breath, everyone. It's good for you.
But until you cleared it, you didn't understand that it was ridiculous.
And I also didn't understand that it wasn't right.
Right.
That was the hard part.
So many people try and use intellect to figure this out.
Yes.
But it's an energy process, not an intellectual process.
Exactly. So, and to eliminate any feelings of fear, hurt, and shame that I have that I overcome with false loyalty. I release and let go of that one as well. Take a breath, everybody, and blow it out.
So many people say, I'm being loyal, when it's really the feelings of hurt and shame and fear.
And they're trying to keep them at bay.
Yes.
Yes.
So here we go. And to eliminate the barrier so I can see my authentic self, so I can be loyal to that versus something outside of me.
Yeah. Oh, that's a big one.
Take a breath.
You know, this just popped in, so we're going to do, and to eliminate the blocks that are keeping me from the courage that I need and want, so I can start removing the old rules and programmings of loyalty, commitment, and even betrayal, starting right now. Take a breath, everybody. Throw it away.
And to eliminate the feelings of fear and terror about what might happen if I change my loyalty.
Ew, that's huge.
That's betrayal.
Yes,
changing your loyalty is betrayal. That's the word.
Exactly. And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see my issues related to loyalty, commitment, and I'm going to add betrayal. Take a breath.
You know, a classic one is, Patricia, I'm going to kill myself, but don't tell anybody.
Oh, yeah.
And be loyal to me.
That's actually happened to me, everyone.
Yes.
More than once. Yes. I release and let go all of those rules about loyalty, commitment, and betrayal. Take a breath.
And to eliminate all the hurt, depression I already have from false loyalty
and
commitment.
And to eliminate the block so I can see that's exactly what it is.
Yeah,
take a breath. And to eliminate the anger I have about my past and the false loyalty that keeps that anger in place, take a breath.
And to eliminate the loyalty I have to the secrets of the past and keeping them down, take a breath.
And to eliminate the loyalty to the secrets that keep me from seeing that when those things start coming up about the secrets, I always believed it was my fault.
Yes.
I release and let go that false belief. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the feelings of resistance I have to loyalty and commitment to myself first.
That's it right there, everybody. And to eliminate the false belief that loyalty outside of myself is more noble than to myself first. Take a breath.
And to eliminate any thinking that says loyalty and commitment in general is to be respected when that's not necessarily true.
In other words, when you understand or know your authentic self, you can see the difference. Take a breath, everybody. And to eliminate the clarity. So I can have the clarity to see the loyalty to myself and others around me with objectivity. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see clearing is uncovering the loyalty to me or my essence.
Mm-hmm. And knowing the difference.
Yes.
Take a breath. Ready to activate some life force? Here we go. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to activate life force energy so I can call upon that energy, have it come through the top of my head so I can have clarity, awareness, objectivity, creativity, happiness, hope, fun, laughter, joy, and knowing of who and what is in my highest and best interest. Starting right now, activate all of that. Let it go all the way down your body. Stop it at the tips of your toes. Turn that around and let that creator life force energy help you push any negative energy out. Take a breath.
And to activate life force so I can trust that my essence is a source of authentic loyalty and commitment.
Yes. Take a breath.
And to activate life force so I can decide to use the ecosystem approach to have loyalty for myself.
Love it. And to activate life force so I can be happy and healthy, but also be creative and have fun and have the knowing that's in my highest and best interest to take care of me first so I can take care of the rest of my life starting right now. Call in that energy. Let it go all the way down my body. Stop it at the tips of my toes. Turn it around and blow out any negative energy that's been left over for any reason. Jason, what are we going to talk about next week?
This is one of my favorite topics. Okay. It's about being a dreamer. Now, I've always been a dreamer, a daydreamer, all those things.
Yes, that's
and
true.
And I was... discredited, criticized, judged because, you know, I was daydreaming all the time. You know, I'm not the type of person to do a job where you put the inbox to the outbox. Inbox,
hey,
you know, about 2 seconds.
By the way, anybody who wants to make Jason crazy, there you go.
You know, and what I do, I start daydreaming like in two like, nanoseconds. Yeah. Yeah. So if you're like me, you know, we use our imagination all the time.
Yes,
and
we do.
We're going to talk about using that ability to dream or daydream and use your imagination.
Right. Okay.
You know, in today's world, it's all about artificial intelligence. Machines and robots are doing almost everything. The way to keep ahead of the machines, you know, you follow all these science fiction where the machines take over the world.
Yes.
The benefit that you have personally is in your imagination.
Yes.
Because that's where all the power is as a human being.
Mm-hmm.
That's what discriminates us from the animals.
Well, and not only that, yes, absolutely. But I also see that when we dream about things and we do it in a way objectively, we can do I call it a 360 walkabout to see what I really want or who is in my best interest, those things. And those things matter.
Yeah.
Those matter.
Well, yes, Einstein definitely. Supposedly used his imagination to for the theory of relativity. That's where it came from.
That's right.
His imagination.
Right.
There's all sorts of things you can do with that. And we're going to talk about that next week's show. You have to really listen, watch, or whatever. Yes.
Okay. So, Jason, why is the ecosystem approach so important to me personally? And by the way, I mean to every one of you. Why is that so important?
Well, we designed the ecosystem approach so that we could see that programming in the world today is the root source of all the problems we're having, whether it's social justice, whether it's climate change, being able to work together, being able to be solid within ourselves.
Yes.
It all comes from programming.
Yes.
And so we created the ecosystem approach and we made it easy for you. So this is how we made it easy.
Okay.
All you have to do is listen to our show every week, do the clearings at the end. Every single show has clearings at the end.
Right.
And go to our website right now, theecosystemapproach.org. Sign up for the free section.
Right.
We love that. When you sign up for the free section, you get weekly clearings that are about the topic that we talked about.
Right.
And a lot of our clients tell us that they put those clearings on their phone and they do it every day, you know,
right,
multiple times a day.
Right.
This energy work is cumulative. So the more you do, the better it is.
Well, and the easier it is to do in any given moment where you could really use it.
Right.
It's really cool.
So this is, you know, you don't have to be loyal to us. You don't have to be committed to us. There's no special handshake. We don't ask for any sort of commitment or anything like this. This is free. We're just asking you to do this on your own behalf. Not because you're being loyal to us, but because you're being loyal to you.
And when you start being loyal to you, this isn't about being arrogant or self-absorbed. That's not what that is. Because when you start to see the truth of the things that are holding you, I use this word often, hostage, what you find is that you go, oh, I can change my perspective on this. And that's truly amazing. That is the reason that the ecosystem approach is so important to me.
Well, that loyalty to yourself is what brings out the best in humanity.
Exactly.
In human beings. And you can be
without being self-absorbed. I need to make sure I say that.
Right. Yes. And most of it comes from ego today.
Yes.
Most good things come from ego, not from that authentic place.
Yes.
Which makes all the difference.
Exactly.
So go to our website, theecosystemapproach.org, sign up for the free section.
Mm-hmm.
And go to our Facebook page, theecosystemapproach.org, and please like us while you're there. Like me while I'm there. We really like that. You know, we have you can see the videos there on our Facebook page.
Right.
And you can listen or you can watch to whichever you want. We do Facebook Live.
Right.
So it's great to tune in with Facebook and theecosystemapproach.org.
Well, okay. And tell me about... If somebody has questions or suggestions,
you can always send us an email at hello@theecosystemapproach.org.
And we'd love to have suggestions about shows. What do you want to hear? Show topics.
Yeah.
What do you want to hear about, everybody? And Lord knows we love to talk.
The ecosystem approach, we can apply in many different ways and many different venues.
So we'll connect next week, Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. This is Transformation Talk Radio, and you're listening to the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia.
Remember, your ecosystem is the most important one in the world.
Thank you for listening to the Ecosystem Approach Show with Jason and Patricia. I'm Patricia. Tune in every week as we discuss practical ways to apply the ecosystem approach and develop your potential to live your life on your terms. For more information, visit our website at theecosystemapproach.org.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station.
its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.